Hey, history lovers. I'm Mike Rosenwald with Retropod, a show about the past rediscovered. Today, I want to introduce you to the man who did for the outdoors what Steve Jobs did for gadgetry. His name was Robert Baden Powell, and he was the founder of the Boy Scouts. This was back in the days when, if you needed a flashlight, you actually had to have a flashlight, not just some button on a phone. So, who was this guy, Baden Powell? He was a legendary cavalry officer with eyes, quote, as keen as the hawks, as one historian put it. During the Second Boer War, a garrison he led fended off thousands of enemy soldiers in South Africa for 217 days. Baden Powell was also the author of a best-selling book called Aids to Scouting, a handbook for soldiers on tracking, hiding, and reconnaissance. He wrote, quote, "Scouts can go unseen where parties would attract attention. One pair of trained eyes is as good as a dozen pairs untrained." To a boy 110 years ago, reading something like that was about as exciting as winning a round in Fortnite today. And so, while Baden Powell was off at war, boys in England began to obsessively read and role-play his book. He became some kind of outdoorsy hero to them. Baden Powell, he had no idea how popular his book had become with young boys until he returned home from the war. He decided to rewrite his scouting book for a younger audience, calling it Scouting for Boys. It was the book, and I do mean the book, that launched the scouting movement. He tested his ideas on some wannabe scouts. He took 22 inquisitive boys to a tiny island just off the coast of England to scamper around his boyhood utopia, Brown Sea Island. The days were long. Breakfast was at 6 a.m., milk and biscuits, followed by hours of scouting. Dinner was at 8 p.m., then campfire yarns, then prayers, and finally, lights out in the tents. That trip is widely considered to be the beginning of the Boy Scout movement around the world. News of Baden Powell's experiment, as well as the publication of the new manual, turned scouting into a full-blown infatuation, like fidget spinners, but with a purpose. The government and the citizenry thought it was a perfect antidote to, quote, physical deterioration, moral degeneracy, juvenile crime, according to the Oxford Dictionary of National Biography. Suddenly, scout troops began popping up all on their own. Baden Powell opened an office to field inquiries. The Boy Scouts were now officially a thing, setting standards and inviting other groups to join. In 1909, the concept would be exported to the United States after an Illinois newspaper man named William Boyce went on a trip to London and tried to tip a boy a nickel for giving him directions. The boy refused, saying, "I'm a scout." Boyce had no idea what he meant, so the boy took him to Boy Scout headquarters and introduced him to Baden Powell. Boyce was hooked, and he brought the idea back home. Over a century later, Boy Scouts of America continues to promote leadership and responsible citizenship through outdoor activities. But the organization has very recently made some important, albeit controversial, changes. It now admits openly gay and transgender children. It also admits girls. Throughout the changes, the Boy Scouts slogan is still, "Do a good turn daily." That's just what the scout did in getting Boyce where he needed to go and connecting him with Baden Powell that day in London. But nobody had a chance to give that scout any credit for making the connection. He disappeared into the London fog. Scout's honor. I'm Mike Rosenwald. Thanks for listening. For more forgotten stories from history, visit WashingtonPost.com/retropod.